show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
This is where we throw it out into the universe and hope for an interesting conversation with an interesting person that has an interesting story. And this is definitely that. We have Donna on with us right now, who is a crime scene cleaner. How are you, Donna?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Donna, so great to have you on. I'm going to put a warning out for little ears before this one. This definitely has some adult-themed kind of content we're going to get to, because you were a crime scene cleaner. So you have you have seen some stuff in your life.
I have seen
life.
It all. Yeah, seen I've it seen all. It all. So if you're eating breakfast, I'd probably stop.
Okay.
Right.
That good.
There's the warning.
So, Donna, what inspired you to become a crime scene cleaner, to clean up after like horrific crimes had been committed?
It was something that I saw on television, and just like everyone else that hears and sees this job, they think I can do that. And I was inspired by the man that was doing it. He was in America. He was just talking about the money that he made and just helping the people. And I was the same. I thought I could do that. And so I did. I went and did it.
Have you always had a really strong stomach?
I didn't realize how strong my stomach was until I started doing that job. But yeah, there's nothing really that shocks me or makes me feel unwell. Being a hairdresser previously, I also have the people skills. So putting it all together, perfect for the job.
All right. Let's ask the question we're all dying to ask then. What have you seen?
Gruesome?
Yeah.
Most gruesome thing? Yeah.
I always think about it. It's probably one of the hardest ones to answer because they are all gruesome. I think probably the worst that shocked me was there was a gentleman that was living in an apartment building and he had sadly passed away. He'd been there for about 10 days.
Oh,
nobody
wow.
knew that he was gone. I don't know how, because the hallway was lined with incense burners because the smell was horrific. I could smell it from the street. Unfortunately, from the man living below him, his body fluids had dripped through a crack in the floor and was coming through his ceiling and dripping onto his kitchen bench.
So you have had smells in houses that you've had to deal with that are so gross that everything has to be stripped. Including the paint and the carpet, I'd imagine, would often have to go?
Yeah, definitely. The smell and the bacteria from a decomposed body is one, but death by gun is probably one of the messiest. Brain goes everywhere, and it's very sticky. And trying to pull skull fragments out of the roof as well is a hard one, and getting it out of the carpet, it's just got to go.
Wow.
I've got no words.
That's incredible.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
Yeah. A little bit speechless there. Is the pay incredible?
It was. Once upon a time it was. The market, like the I guess the career is flooded now with people that do want to do it. It's pub stories. I'm brilliant down the pub and a lot of people want to be able to have them too.
Wow.
So people will do it for $25 an hour. There's no
What sort of money were you making when you were doing it?
I was on good money. The boys out in the mines make good money, but I was making better.
More than
miners. Okay. All right.
That's good. How's your head after a job like that? Like,
I'm good. I mean, yeah, I'm good. I do debrief always in my family. My sister's a firefighter, so we can always confess stories and be there for each other. It's something that if I couldn't do it, I wouldn't. It's not about me and how I feel. I do get joy out of helping people. If I was in that kind of situation, I would want someone like me to be there for my family. Mm. It's traumatic. Besides the monetary side of things, it's my little way to help people.
You have written a book as well about everything you've seen and done. Does it get into the nitty gritty gruesome details?
It was something that I wrote when I was a rookie. It was my way to sort of debrief. And I used to read books about people's lives I could never imagine living and suddenly realized that I was one of those. It does in some respects, but I do respect those that are gone. So I leave some bits out of it.
So it's almost like a journal of your experience.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Well, if you want to know more, get Donna's book, Bloodstains and Ball Gowns. It's available now on Amazon. Donna, thank you for being so open and honest about your life as a crime scene cleaner. Thank you so much.
That's okay. No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Hits Breakfast Show.